The Libya Stabilization Conference was an initiative by the Libyan Foreign Minister Naila Al-Mangoush, who has not really an influential position within the government. Actually, during the conference, there was nothing really new. There was not even a common final statement because the delegations were not able to agree on some key points, especially the demand for the withdrawal of all the foreign mercenaries and forces, including Turkey, remained quite controversial. One thing was really remarkable. Turkey, the key ally of the current government, was represented only by a deputy minister of foreign affairs.
The conference stated that ending the conflict and achieving security and stability in Libya is a basis for peace and state building, a pillar for peaceful coexistence, and a motive for the acceleration of the economy and development. What's needed practically to achieve such a target?
First and foremost, an executive, a government, and a legislative, a parliament, legitimated by credible elections is required. Then on the security side, a reliable supervision of the ceasefire is necessary. I doubt personally that 60 civilian UN observers will be enough to achieve this. Stability is also required in the greater capital area, in the greater Tripoli area, where there is fighting between the various militias, who are all considered part of the security forces, at least every other week. On the political side, as it can be seen just right now, about the quarrels between the Cyrenaica and Tripolitania, the ongoing quarrels, regionalization and an agreement about the distribution of the oil revenues between the central state and the three historic provinces is mandatory. Libya must be stabilized through regionalization. There are way too deep rifts between the provinces and in some areas, especially in Tripolitania and Fezzan, even between cities and tribes. On the economic side, security and political stability should certainly help to stabilize the oil and gas production. There should not be any additional or any future blockades of the oil terminals. But Libya also needs foreign know-how, foreign investors and foreign companies who are right now still hesitant to return to Libya. Libya would also need to honor obligations from the past and find settlements with the many companies who have lost a huge amount of money immediately after the revolution. This should help to build trust with them and convince them to return. Libya should work not only on Turkish companies with regard to compensations, as Turkish support won't be enough for Libya's economy to recover.
The U.S. Ambassador and Special Envoy to Libya, Richard Norland, expressed his belief that holding the Libyan elections on scheduled time remained possible, but he urged all Libyan parties to do what's required to reach the greatest degree of consensus to hold elections on its time. What's missing here?
I would say there is already a drive towards the elections. Chairman of the High National Election Commission, Emad Al-Zayeh, announced last Sunday the roadmap towards the elections. Candidate registration is scheduled to begin simultaneously for both elections in the first half of November for the parliamentary and the presidential elections. Candidates were already encouraged to collect the required number of declarations of support from registered voters. The first round of presidential elections should be held on 24 December, and the second round, together with the parliamentary elections, should be held 1 month later. Al-Zayeh said that the elections will be held according to the electoral laws from the House of Representatives. He said correctly that the HOR is not a political party, but the legislator. He added that the HNEC is obliged to implement the laws coming from the HOR. Whoever may be against them should take legal actions. From my point, two things are clear right now. If one wants to have elections on 24 December, it is necessary to go with the HOR laws, even if they may not be perfect. If one wants to prevent elections anytime soon, he should demand the laws to be renegotiated. I would say Libyans should show their support for one or the other candidate at the ballot box, which is much more efficient than staying away from the elections. The international community should urge now the High Council of State and other groups so that they give up their resistance against the electoral laws. The IC should urge candidates and other political and military stakeholders to accept the outcome of the elections, like the former Minister of Interior and presidential candidate Fateh Bashagha from Misrata already did. Candidates should be urged to register. Libya needs a man of integrity as president, rooted in Libyan tradition, but with good connections to international actors and who stayed preferably out of day-by-day politics in Libya during the last years.